What's a phrase someone says to you? Not, I love you, but one that means I love you. Something simple, maybe it's forgettable almost, but if you stopped hearing it, you'd ache on the inside. For me, that phrase is something simple. Errands? Tomorrow? Question mark? It doesn't sound like much, right? But for the last 15 years, it's been one of the most meaningful rhythms in my life. You see, my best friend and I, we have been running errands together almost every Saturday morning since we became roommates back in 2012. At first, it was practical. Groceries, Target runs, post office, etc. But it very quickly became something else entirely. It became our thing. We'd go grab Chick-fil-A, eat, talk about our lives, pray for each other, and in our own way, try to solve the world's problems. You're welcome. We've been through a lot together. Roommates for 10 years, then she got married and started having kids, the pandemic, job changes, life, and still, almost every single Friday night, like clockwork, one of us sends the other a text message. Errands? Tomorrow? Question mark? And the answer is almost inevitably always yes, usually followed by some meme or gif, because that's what friends do. However, I remember when she got engaged. And I thought, well, that's it. Errands are over. But a few weeks before the wedding, she and her fiancé sat me down and said, we need to talk to you about Saturdays. And my stomach dropped. But her fiancé, her now husband, got it. He understood that Saturday mornings for us weren't just for ticking things off the to-do list, although it's a great byproduct. They were... Those Saturday mornings were sacred. They were life-giving. They were us. And so the tradition continued. It continued through pregnancies, through diaper bags in the back seat, through strollers in the Target aisles. And those errands became more than quality time. They became history, a kind of quiet archive of shared life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's just errands. But... it's not. Not really. It's the way we show up for each other. It's the hugs from her kids when I arrive. The mini dance party we have in her foyer as my walk-up song of the day blares from my phone. The advice, the laughter, the tears, the breakfast orders that haven't changed in a long time. The moments of silence when one of us just needs space. You see, we don't say I love you to each other very often, but errands tomorrow, it kind of feels like our version of I love you. And here's the part I didn't expect. A few weeks ago, I had this thought. What if one day that text doesn't come? Not because we forgot, not because one of us has moved to another city, but because life has changed. Because one of us will pass on before the other, and I won't know the last time that errands tomorrow will be sent for the last time. That's the thing about routines. You never know which one is the last one until it's already behind you. And when that happens, and eventually it will, it won't be the grand memories I miss the most. It'll be that small, quiet question on Friday night that meant the world to me. So yes, this talk is about errands, but really it's about presence and consistency. It's about how love shows up often, not in the fireworks, but in the calendars, in the group text, in gas station snacks and familiar playlist, and standing with someone while they decide what toothpaste to try next. I think we over-romanticize relationships sometimes. We look for big gestures. But what if the truest kind of love is in consistency, in the comfort of the mundane, in the weekly Target run? So here's what I hope you walk away with. Pay attention to the little phrases and life routines, the ones that come every week without fanfare, because they might just be someone else's way of saying, I love you, I see you, and I want to be in your life, even just to buy toilet paper. For me, that phrase is errands tomorrow. and I hope I get to send and receive that text for so many more years. But if not, I'll be thankful for every Saturday I ever had, every hash brown, every dance party, every unremarkable moment that somehow has become sacred.